Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. She covers college football for The Athletic, does a terrific job. Senior college football writer there, Nicole Auerbach. Nicole, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And let's get right to it. This latest statement by Mark Emmert about no national champion this year. How strong is that? How much significance do you think that has? Because the Alabamas, the LSUs, the Clemsons, even if they play, there will be no national champion.
So what actually Mark Emmert decided is that the fall championships that the NCAA controls are not going to happen in 2020. So what that means is it's everything except major college football, because Alabama, Clemson's, all of those types of teams are, you know, their postseason is controlled by the college football playoff and the bowl system. So they would still be able to play if the college football playoff decides to move forward without the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and two other FBS leagues. And right now they've expressed interest in moving forward. They have plans to do so. So it really, the decision is every other sport. You're talking about soccer, volleyball, cross country, and it creates this environment where those are the sports, if they're not playing because they don't have championships, then can you really only play football? Optically, what does that mean? And then even just in terms of the challenges to the amateur model in court and the fact that college athletes are supposed to be like regular students, they're also supposed to be like regular student athletes in other sports. So what does it mean if they're an exception and that's the only sport you're trying to play? And as we all know, they're trying to play it because there's so much money at stake.
So that's to clear this up, there still can be a championship. There still can be a national championship. I guess that decision
football,
remains to
yes.
be made. Yeah, for football.
For football. Mm-hmm.
Have they made that decision yet, or they? When do you think they will?
Well, they've expressed their interest in moving forward. So they've set dates for the selection committee to meet. They pushed back the start of the decision day because some of these leagues have pushed back their conference championships with their schedules already. So they're still planning to do this. It remains to be seen. Again, without the Big Ten, Pac-12, you also don't have the MAC or the Mountain West. So typically you have a lot more teams to compare, and it's, obviously you'd have more consistent schedules and all of these things. So it's TBD, but right now, just like the ACC, just like the SEC, they're quote unquote, moving forward.
Yeah, it just seems to me that would be a stretch without some of the other conferences being involved, and you would devalue the championship. I just wonder about that. And also the partners who are the other schools not playing. I mean, isn't there a part of an agreement that they're involved mm-hmm. in? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be some legal maneuvering that would have to be involved as well.
Yeah, and I think that would all have to be determined. I don't think anyone has gotten there quite yet. When I've talked to different commissioners of some of the conferences that have already shut down, they said that was still uncertain. So, yeah, it's a big question. I think even just understanding, how are you going to evaluate these teams? What happens if one team plays, far fewer games than the other? How do you determine who makes the playoff? And, the executive director, Bill Hancock, told me a couple of weeks ago, it was just sort of like, their committee, they're supposed to be, their job is going to be harder, but, it's already a subjective process when you have humans making these decisions. So, that they're just going to roll with it and try to adapt.
Nicole Auerbach, senior college football writer for The Athletic, joining the iCouple. Nicole, this situation in Florida State where you've got some of these wide receivers complaining publicly, saying that they've been lied to about COVID, and one of them tested, tweeted that he tested positive and the school wanted him to take it down and all that. Like, what do you think will come of this situation?
Yeah, we'll have to see, because, this has popped up at a couple of different places now. Colorado State had a really tense situation last week as well related to this. And, it's great that athletes have access to put this type of information out. But it obviously still needs to be vetted and investigated, within that school, because in other cases similar to this at Colorado State, you've had other players kind of push back against the assertions being made. But the idea of people not following protocols and not being transparent about health and safety stuff is like the number one thing right now. People are talking about, can you play games? But you have to treat them, you have to put them in situations where they are healthy and they are safe, and that all of these medical protocols are being followed and there's protective equipment and all of those things in the first place. So, it's worth noting, too, that yesterday the NCAA basically created an anonymous tip line like the NBA has in the bubble for people who don't feel comfortable or someone who is skirting the rules, so that you can report them, and then people will get, up the chain, and it will get to people on those campus to hopefully stop doing that, because this is, and again, you need to vet the situation, but anything like this is very concerning, because the whole point here is that they're supposed to be in the safest possible environment with best practices and protocols, that were agreed on by a ton of medical experts and, infectious disease experts. So you should be following them for a reason. And if you're not, that needs to stop.
Here's another thing that bothers me is the schools, because money's involved, could fudge numbers, say that less people are infected than really are, because they want the season to continue. If there was independent testing done by the NCAA and it wasn't administered by the schools, I'd have more confidence in it. What about that problem?
Yeah, it is a problem. A lot of these schools are not releasing the number of positive cases publicly. That's really been up to the institution, despite pushback and people asking for that type of transparency. Obviously there would be a different process involved, before a game, where, both sides are signing off on, the protocols they're following. But I think, the idea of not sharing all of your information. Let's say what happens if one SEC school isn't sharing the cases and symptoms and, you know, potential complications that have popped up related to COVID cases just because, you know, they're not asked to. You know, that is information that could inform other people's decisions and processes, and again, try to, you know, get to the best practices and make sure that everyone is safe. So, you know, the lack of, like, we don't know what conferences, what's happening within the leagues and what they're sharing with each other. Really, getting a medical document from the Pac-12 the other day when they announced that they were shutting it down for the fall, that was one of the most transparent things we've had happen, because we're not even getting access to, like, the SEC's medical doctors talking about what, you know, what their recommendations are and their protocols and why they feel confident that that league is able to move forward and try to play in the fall. Like, that type of information would be very helpful for the public at large, just as we're all learning about this virus, but also for fans to understand or know that their players are in safe environments.
Nicole, last thing. We saw the Pac-12 players unify and make demands as to what they wanted if they were going to play this season. Same thing with the Big Ten, and it's kind of gone national. What do you think is going to come out of these kind of demands or asks that are really, and Trevor Lawrence says they want to form an association, which seems like a union. What do you think ultimately is going to come out of this, and how big of a sea change could we see in college football because of it?
Yeah, I think it will be. I think this is not going to stop. I think whether there is or isn't a fall season ultimately is not going to be like the end of a player movement and these players realizing that they have power collectively, that they have leverage because they know how much these schools need to play football. And they also, you know, one thing I keep thinking about in terms of, you know, having an association, having representation is, you know, they just spent the last few months seeing what the, you know, Major League Baseball Players Association did, you know, to fight for their players in their health and safety protocols and what the season was going to look like. And they saw what the NBA Players Association did with the NBA to work, again, for, like, what is this going to look like? What are our players going to be in the environment? How long is the season? All those things, because they had a seat at the table, and they don't have that in college sports. They were just told, this is how it is. You can either show up or you can't. So I think they learned, and they saw all of these things. They know how much money is at stake, and I think that that is something that's not going to go away. I think they realized that this is overdue, that they have power, they have leverage. And so with or without a season, this is going to be a story. This is going to be something that continues.
All right, that's Nicole Auerbach.
Good stuff.
Nicole, thank you. Yes, very good stuff. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right, more iCouple coming your way. Inside the Parker is next. Don't want to miss that. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Rob Parker.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob on a TV theme song Thursday. That, of course, is the classic Three's Company. We're brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended, odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strain, sprains, and even arthritis. There is no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you will not smell bad. Here's a special sneak preview of Inside the Parker with a great guest, the legendary Dwight Gooden.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome to the podcast one of my favorites, Dwight Gooden, better known as Doc Gooden, Dr. K, who, of course, was a Rookie of the Year in 1984. Took baseball by storm, was an unbelievable pitcher, and he joins us on the podcast. What's up, Doc?
Everything's good. How you doing, my man?
Doing great. Let's talk some baseball. Jump right into it. Playing during the pandemic, this has been something. Baseball has done a pretty good job. A couple of teams have had outbreaks, but for the most part, everybody else has kind of stayed safe and have had a lot of negative tests. Doc, what do you make of playing during the pandemic? And if you were still playing, would you have played or would you have opted out?
That's a great question. I think baseball is doing a great job considering. And I know, like, the Marlins, a lot of guys tested positive at one time. You know, it's tough when, you know, guys was already shut down in the house when this stuff first started. And then they started traveling with the team. So it's kind of expected. Some guys are going to, you know, test positive. But I think baseball is doing the best job they possibly can. Me personally, I guess speaking from a fan of baseball, because I am a fan, I'm glad baseball is back. But I think if it was during my era or if I was playing, I don't think, me personally, I would play. Only because of being a pitcher, it's nothing, when spring training stops, it's nothing you can really duplicate a baseball game. I think that's why we've seen a lot of injuries to these pitchers, not only shoulders, but just with his hamstrings, Achilles, what have you. Because of that, and then when it came back, I guess the only training or the summer camp was only for about 3 weeks. And then you jump into it. And plus, without fans, that's got to be, from a mental standpoint, I know being a professional athlete, you're taught to adapt, but that's got to be very tough and very strange to really get motivated and then totally locked into the game. So me personally, I probably wouldn't have played, but I'm glad baseball is here and they're playing just from a fan standpoint.
There's one guy swinging the bat right now, Aaron Judge, for the Yankees, leads the major leagues currently, Doc, with 9 home runs, has just been unbelievable, 20 RBIs. How do you pitch a guy like Aaron Judge, who's so big, that strike zone? He seems to be able to take the ball the other way. He had a problem striking out early on in his career, but he seems to be focused this year.
It's definitely a total package. These guys, they can keep him on the field for a whole season. It's amazing the numbers he can actually put up. I mean, he's a first-time hitter. Myself, in my prime, which I don't see pitchers doing a lot now, and hopefully, I'm a Mets fan, but I'm a New York fan. I root for the Yankees as well. I'm not giving away the secrets here, but me personally, I would have to move his feet. And what I mean by that, pitching him inside, try to make him uncomfortable, and you throw breaking balls, you know, off the plate and try to get him to chase the high fastball. Most of these guys throw in upper 90s, but guys are not pitching him inside. And what I mean by pitching him inside is inside to move his feet, not necessarily to hit him, anything like that, but you got to make these guys uncomfortable, because especially a guy like that, he's a big guy, and as you mentioned, he has power to all sides of the ballpark, and he's a big, strong guy, but you have to make a guy like that uncomfortable by pounding him inside, you know, moving him off the plate so he's uncomfortable. If he's comfortable, I mean, he could do damage, as we see. I mean, he's a great hitter, and it seems like he's learning the strike zone more and more every year. And so a guy like that, me personally, if I was facing him, I would just keep him uncomfortable by pounding him inside, making him move his feet as much as I possibly can.
There he is, the great Dwight Gooden, with some great baseball insight. It's Inside the Parker. Every Thursday it drops on the Herd Podcast Network. And you guys have been great downloading the podcast, and keep it going. So baseball season, can't believe it. Almost a third of the season is already gone. We got more to coming up on The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We are here. You're there. Stick and stay. America.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.